Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord? Yeah. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We're getting close to Christmas. Want to remind you that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen.
And there, I have another tie that just says Jesus is the reason. So fill in the blanks, right? Yeah, whatever you need, he's got. Christmas time used to be a very hard time for me when I was, before I came to know Jesus as Lord and Savior, and especially drinking a lot. And, you know, Christmas time can be a time of mirth and merriment and overconsumption. And cookies and cakes, overconsuming is fine, but alcohol not so much. But anyway, and it was really in it was December of 1983 when I'd come to know the Lord about 3 years earlier, but I was still wrestling with alcohol, and I just cried out to God to help me. And 3 months later, in March, my friend Clarence invited me to Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship Breakfast. I was very moved by the speaker, went up front for prayer. A couple of businessmen laid their hands on me, prayed for me. I rested in the Spirit. I used to see that on TV and thought it was hokey until it happened to me. Then it was not. Then it was good. But anyway, and it was hokey-dokey. That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. And I came up from that. The Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, "You'll never want to drink again." March 3rd, 1984. And there's never been so much as a inkling of a temptation. My wife, Nan, enjoys a glass of wine. She enjoys a beer. And it's a real time of miracles as we cry out for the Lord. Sometimes he doesn't answer the prayers right away, but, you know, 3 months for the one-step program is not bad. So this is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. I'll do the kind of introductory before I ask Santa to open with a prayer. But we've met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral, and just keep the focus on Jesus, and recommend our main speakers, no teaching, preaching, or selling, but just keep the focus on your personal interaction with Jesus. So we're not affiliated with any organization or denomination. It's just been something that Larry and I have had a passion for many years, and thank you for coming today. And so we have Santa, also known as Tony Webb, to say the opening prayer. Please welcome Santa.
Thank you. By the way, I'll grab a chair right after if you want to sit on Santa's lap. I'll be glad to do that for you. So just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the fellowship we have in this beautiful setting that we have, and these men that believe that you are the reason for the season. Be with those that can't be here, those on vacation, give them safe travels, and those that are hurting, and be with all our families and friends. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
One more time.
One more in the mic.
Ready? Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Another thing I wanted to mention is Jeff Meyer has been texting me about his son, Darian. He has some really serious back issues and had some surgery. And got a text from Jeff this morning that said, good morning, my brother. Have been at the hospital with my son this morning. Brought by ambulance about 6 a.m., severe pain and no feeling in leg, will not be at NFL, still expecting a powerful move from God. And I said, we will be praying for Darian, and I'm praying for him now that he be healed in Jesus' name. Thanks for your faith in Jesus and all this. And here's what Jeff said. This was interesting. My faith has been strengthened through this. My faith has been strengthened through this. And, you know, sometimes... And God doesn't cause these things. I am not a believer in a God that kicks you and trips you and pushes you and hurts you, because can God do something different here than he can do in heaven? No. He's the same God. And he doesn't, anyway. So he allows those things. We live in a fallen world, but I think too many times we blame God for something that is not his fault. And when we confuse what's happened by the world or by the evil one with what God is doing, I think it causes a real problem in our faith, because now we don't understand when God is operating on us. And where we can find all that, where we know, what's the handbook? What's the manufacturer's handbook? The Bible, yeah. And it said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. You know, when we think of Christmas, we kind of have this traditional away in a manger and all these kind of things. The idea of God, the creator of everything, becoming a human being is crazy. And yet God did that so he could forgive us of our sins by dying on the cross for our sins. If you're here for the first time and feel comfortable doing so, I'll give you a chance to briefly introduce yourself. Just stand where you are, give us your name, where you work, and if you're in a job transition, what kind of work you're looking for, and how you found out about the meeting. Anybody here the first time? Okay. Larry Schrader usually does a devotional, and he's not here right now. I'm believing he's going to be here later. But Randy, what I'm going to do is introduce you, and about 10 minutes early. So instead of closing at 5 till 1, if you would close about 1/4 till 1, and the clock's up there, and then Larry, when he comes, he can do some of his devotional. Let me get a bio here. Well, since we have some time here, some air time, Lee, would you sing the Elvis rendition of Blue, Blue Christmas? Yeah. Okay, I guess not. Okay. Yeah, now Tony's getting nervous. Santa's wondering why he got here, why he came here today. But Larry's got some jokes. Okay, welcome, Larry. How about them jokes, Oakeson?
Some more jokes that Stacy sent me. When you call into a company, why do they have you press one for English and one for some other language when they transfer you to somebody you can't understand in any way? Sometimes I catch myself talking to myself, and that's because I need expert advice. Getting lucky in old age means walking into a room and remembering why you came into the room. I'm not complaining because I'm a senior teenager. I have everything that I wanted as a teenager, only 60 years later. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to work. I get an allowance every month. I have my own pad. I don't have a curfew. I have a driver's license. I have my own car. The people I hang around with are not scared about getting pregnant. And I don't have acne. Life is great.
What's next? Am I next? Okay. Praise the Lord. The time I was spending in Scripture this morning was where Paul was being arrested. And he had this great idea of saying, well, I'm a Roman, so I should be before Caesar. Then I'm going to read you the rest of it. Before I do, though, let me say that we're going to have opportunities during this holiday season to witness or impact lives that we may not have during the other part of the year. And I saw something that Charles Stanley said, whatever God calls you to do, he takes the responsibility to equip you to do that thing. And I believe so often that we get direction from God on something and we rationalize why we shouldn't do it. Well, maybe I'm not equipped. Or I'm not well spoken. I believe that's what Moses, I guess, said that. And what Charles Stanley says there, I believe every word of it, that God will equip you to do whatever he calls you to do. Things might not turn out the way that you think they do. And this is kind of what I saw with Paul this morning as I was reading the scripture. We may have an idea, wow, that's God's direction. And then when I do that, this is going to happen, and the results is going to be this. And we start getting ahead of God on it and plan that thing out to where we understand the whole thing. And many of you know that operating in God's plan is being sensitive to his direction through the Holy Spirit's guidance and taking that step and then discovering, wow, I had no idea this would be this way. Or I had no idea I would have the opportunity to speak to this person. And that's what happened to Paul. In Acts 26, he was actually before King Agrippa. And he was sharing his story, and he says, so then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and all Judea, and then to the Gentiles. I preached that they should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds, working out your salvation, part of it says. By doing the deeds that God directs us to do and following his direction, we can indeed influence others when they see what we're doing. On down in the scripture in verse 28, then Agrippa said to Paul, do you think in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian? And Paul went on with his story. That wasn't what he was trying to do. The king rose, and with him the governor and Bernice, and those sitting with him. After they left the room, they began saying to one another, this man is not doing anything that deserves death or imprisonment. Agrippa said to Festus, this man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar. As I read that and realized how that fits in with the things I've said previously, I believe Paul even had this idea of getting in front of Caesar and didn't realize that he would be able to influence King Agrippa with a testimony that made King Agrippa say, wow, are you trying to make me be a Christian? And that's probably something that King Agrippa had never considered before. But because Paul was following God's direction, even though he thought he was going to get in front of Caesar in the very beginning, he continued to be obedient. And when he says, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. During this time of year, as we think about God's love and sending his son here to make a way for us to not only have salvation, but for us to have a real guide that we can look at and see how Jesus handled those things and aspire to be more like Jesus as we go through with compassion for people. I mentioned the other day, not necessarily not necessarily empathy, because empathy will get you involved in their problems or their situation, where compassion will enable you to really have compassion and feel for them, but to offer a solution. Because many times we know that God is a solution. Isn't it kind of neat when you look at somebody's life and you see where they got off track and they did some things that could not be pleasing to God and they don't even know it because nobody's ever told them. Or they've not been in the Word. They have not been around others that try to live to a standard that would be pleasing to God. And enable them to be empowered by the Holy Spirit and influence others. As you start to understand God's plan for your life, you too can claim, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. Because I've got that vision. I've got the vision of influence. That I have now come to the place where I do not doubt that God is going to provide whatever I need in whatever situation. And it makes me bold to the point that I have to be careful and not appear arrogant on some things. But I'm confident because I know if God's directed me in that relationship with other people in the business world, I know that He is going to give me things that will enable not only the person I'm working with, but me. All together, we will profit. We will be prosperous because of God's favor on me. And that's not saying in a boasting way. Because if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you indeed have God's favor. Praise the Lord for that. What a great time of year to really focus on that over the next several weeks as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and the impact He had on the world. Let's praise the Lord again.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. In fact, that spoke to me. The Lord spoke to my heart the other day. And I believe He said, you're trying too hard. And one of the things we sometimes do is we compare ourselves with other people. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of Linwood Maddox homegoing. And Linwood's probably spoke here 30, 40 times, and he was kind of the godfather of this luncheon because he headed up the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship chapter in Atlanta, the largest chapter in the world at that time, and it was his leadership there that encouraged Larry and me to start this luncheon. The idea of just kind of having a vision what God has and then not trying to figure out how to work it, I think is really powerful. I heard another thing that says, when we work, God rests. When we rest, God works. And so there's a kind of a contrary to logic kind of thought that I believe really is biblical and true, that we do what we can, but we don't get anxious about how we're serving the Lord. Also, I want to remind you, the week after this next one is Christmas on Wednesday, and then the first of the year is the following Wednesday, so we're not going to meet those two days, obviously, but just wanted to make that point. Okay, I think we're ready for our main speaker.